Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's podcast, we will look at the life of Gustav Stresemann, who was both Chancellor and Foreign Minister in Weimar Germany, and consider what his possible motives may have been for his actions and also his political development. Stresemann was arguably the most prominent Weimar politician between 1924 and 29. Stresemann was originally made Chancellor during the hyperinflation crisis and helped bring it to an end, although ultimately his government would soon fall apart. He was then the Foreign Minister from 1923 until 1929 as part of different governments. Stresemann had been born in Berlin in 1878 as part of a middle-class family. He spent most of his life working in politics at local and national levels. Stresemann was both a liberal, that is, believing in an equal society, but also a nationalist who wanted to achieve the very best for Germany. He originally became leader of the National Liberal Party in 1907. He was removed from office, but then became leader again in 1917, although the party would ultimately break up after World War I. Stresemann then joined the German Democratic Party, but he left because of the extreme right-wing links with this party, and ultimately he went to the German People's Party. Over the course of his political life, although he ultimately remained both a liberal and nationalist, Stresemann's general views shifted from left to right. During World War I, he became a strong supporter of the Kaiser, and he also backed Germany's aims of building its own empire. Stresemann was particularly outraged at the terms of the Treaty of Versailles, and he described it as being a death sentence for Germany. His right-wing People's Party, it can be argued, gave only grudging support to democracy in the Weimar Republic, and it was particularly opposed to the possibility of a communist country. Stresemann's views again shifted as he developed closer links with moderate left and centre parties, and historians have debated the reasons for this. Some believe that he was outraged at the right-wing political assassinations which were taking place. Others believe that the 1923 economic crisis showed that Germany had to rely on international support if it was going to prosper. Ultimately, Stresemann's cross-party links gave him a growing influence in Germany, and during the 1923 crisis, he was asked to become the National Chancellor. The unstable coalition collapsed, though, after the end of hyperinflation, removing Stresemann as Chancellor. But his strong reputation allowed him to become a Foreign Minister, which we would hold until his 1929 death.